Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone. I am so glad that you have joined the Silver Gaia Radio today. I have a very special guest, Leah Mueller. She has Sacred Lotus Astrology and Tarot. I met her at Crystal Voices Psychic Fair. And I had to, and this is where I moved my office over here, by the way. And I sat down and I had to do my chart. And I'm one that does not know a lot about astrology, except I know when certain things are going to happen. And we've talked about that before. But here's the deal is she really impressed me. And I asked her if she'd be on the show. And we have her today. So we're going to go right to it. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Glad to be here.
So you're, so the one thing is you're an empath. A tarot reader, astrologer with over 25 years of professional experience. This happens when I talk too fast like that.
That's all right.
And so you've been on WGN News at Night in Chicago, and you've done workshops and the Sea Angels Metaphysical Cruise. I want to know about that.
Oh, well, the Sea Angels Metaphysical Cruise started a number of years ago, and I was on it for, I think, 7 straight years. And basically, it was a cruise that first was run by a woman named Tina Michelle, and then she sold it to Francine Hayden. Basically, it was a group of people that gets together once a year and goes on cruises to different parts of the world. Some very wonderful spots, actually. Then there's all kinds of different classes that go on for that week. And then also the people that are giving the classes are also available for readings
with
the people that sign up to be part of Sea Angels.
Too cool. Well, before we get started about readings, I want to let people know I am finally taking callers today. Yay, huh? 1-800-930-2819. Again, call 1-800-930-2819, and Leah will answer any questions that you have. So back to what you're saying.
Oh yeah. So I've done a lot of other radio work and television work, as well as being on that Sea Angels cruise. The WGN News at Night thing was kind of funny because it was a few years back, long before the Cubs won the World Series, when they were seeming like they might actually be edging closer to the series back in 2008. And WGN called and came over to the house with their television cameras to find out if I thought the Cubs were going to win the World Series that year. And I pulled the hanged man card. And it was actually pretty hilarious. And even the very, pretty straight-laced people that worked for WGN, they even knew what the hangman card meant.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just like, oh! And it was really funny because I watched it on the news later, and they did this great big close-up of the hangman card, just really laughed. So there's humor as well as a lot of spiritual knowledge and exploration that comes out of doing this sort of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually been doing it at this point for almost 30 years.
So what made you really get into it? Astrology?
I was one of those weird little hippie kids with hippie parents, and they had a deck of tarot cards, which they played around with a couple of times after they like have a couple beers or whatever, and they were like, ooh, ooh. And then they kind of got bored with it and put the cards away. And when I was about 11 or 12, I became very interested in those cards. I had been watching them very closely while they were, you know, playing around with them. And I thought, wow, there's something, there's a lot going on here. This is pretty amazing. So I just started using them myself and giving little readings to my friends by the time I was 12.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So I can just say I never really outgrew my interest in spirituality. I started studying astrology when I was in my early 20s and learned a lot of the basic essentials fairly quickly, the way you tend to be kind of a sponge when you're that age. So most of what I know now is all that stuff that I learned that those first couple of years of when I started studying it, in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. So is this something that your parents did also?
No, they didn't know anything about astrology. Astrology was just one of those things where, you know, I used to tell my mom that she didn't seem much like a Taurus, that she seemed more like a Gemini, you know, because she was always talking and gesturing with her hands a lot. And I used to say that to her quite a bit. And then finally, years later, when I was old enough to start learning how to do charts, I actually did her chart for her and discovered that she had five planets in Gemini and only one planet in Taurus.
So
that made sense.
The one question I have for you is, I use my hands a lot. Uh-huh. I talk with my hands. So that could be a part of mine then also?
Sure, it could be. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why somebody might talk with their hands or might do anything. But that would be one reason why, because Geminis are big talkers. And, some of it is regional. I mean, I think probably, like I said, I grew up in the Midwest. So there were a lot of people in the Midwest that are really animated talkers.
Mm-hmm.
People here are a little more reserved as a general rule. But in my case, just looking at my mom, she just seemed to manifest a lot of traits that seemed quite like a Gemini to me, and not so much like her sun sign, which was Taurus. And lo and behold, so I had kind of a good intuitive knowledge of it.
That's great.
Before I ever started studying it.
Wow, that's something. So are Aries big talkers?
Aries are big on everything that they do, pretty much. Aries is ruled by Mars, and
really?
You know, Mars is a planet that deals with action. So a Mars that is manifesting in a way that is positive and straightforward can be quite zesty and focused and enthusiastic about going after what it wants.
And I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm Aries.
Yeah.
So I'm laughing because, you know, I'm going, oh, man.
I don't mean
man.
To interrupt you, but I'm Aries. I love that. That's perfect.
This is the kind of show we have. We have fun. But no, I just wanted to find out because, like, you know, my mom said it came out talking.
Yeah.
You know, when she adopted me, right? And she said, you started talking right away. And you never shut up.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Some of the stuff you're saying, it's really
well,
true.
Yeah. And being a fire sign, fire signs are pretty straightforward. And, you know, Aries' job is to want to impact itself on the environment in a very direct and straightforward way. Just to talk a little bit about Aries, because we have three planets in Aries right now.
Oh, wow.
So this is a good segue to talking about the Aries stuff. You know, we just had that Mars-Uranus conjunction in Aries last week. And what we saw was like, man, I mean, last week was kind of a butt kicker, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And if it aspects something in a person's chart, like say someone is in Aries, has planets in Aries, especially those last few degrees of Aries, or another cardinal sign such as Capricorn, Libra, or Cancer. I mean, these are signs that are feeling this energy really strongly, but we're all going to be feeling it strongly depending on, you know, who we are and what we have going on. The Mars-Uranus conjunction, I mean, that's a tough one because Aries itself is so straightforward and doesn't always, you know, weigh all the factors before making its decision. let's put it that way. It just goes
and
can be heedless.
I'm really glad that I've grown older because when I was younger, I was that way. And sometimes now I have to catch myself that I don't do something like that. And then sometimes I go overboard where I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so I don't do nothing then. I don't really want to say anything to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you kind of hit it right on the nail. So anyway, we got a few minutes here still left, but what else can you add that's happening with the planet right now before we have to take a break then with the Aries and all that?
Yeah. So now, you know, we still have a wide Mars-Uranus conjunction. It's moving apart because Mars is getting ready to go into Taurus, where it will slow down and, well, become more stubborn and Taurus-like.
Sounds like my ex-husband.
the Tauruses, I know, they don't like to change their minds, but, you know, it's a fixed Earth sign. What can I say? When Mars goes into a fixed Earth sign, it's very different from when it's in a cardinal fire sign, just because fire and Earth are so very different. And cardinal signs are pushing forward. Fixed signs, the job of fixed signs are just to stay put.
Oh, wow.
So fixed Earth is about as stay putty as you can get. And that's just what Tauruses are about. We also, speaking of Aries, getting back to good old Aries, you know, we got Venus that just went retrograde in Aries. And we'll be retrograde until the middle of April. Mm-hmm. And during that time, you know, I take a slightly different view of Venus and Aries than a lot of or some other astrologers. Where I don't think it has to be a bad time for relationships. I think it's a time when we tend to reassess more closely the value and purpose of the relationships in our lives. So if there are relationships that are just barely hanging in there, yeah, the assessment could be rather harsh in that situation. But it doesn't necessarily have that impact on all of your relationships. So it's not necessarily a negative time for relationships. It's just that people will be thinking more clearly about the real meaning of those relationships in their lives.
Oh, wow. Wow. So we have to take a quick break, but I want to put the number out one more time. It's 1-800-930-2819. Anybody wants to talk to Leah, and we'll call that number, and we'll be right back with my Silver Gaia Radio and Leah.
At a crossroads in your life in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discover your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So we have a caller, Leah, Denny.
Oh, Denny.
Hi, Denny. How are you?
How do you spell your first name?
It's D-E-N-I.
And what's your date of birth?
It's 7:30:53 at 5:53 in the morning.
So July 30th?
Yes.
1953?
Yes.
At what time?
5:53 in the morning.
Great. Thanks for the exact time. I always appreciate that. And what city and state?
Seattle.
In Seattle. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about your transits, what's going on for you right now, so you kind of get an idea of how the current planetary energies are affecting you. All right.
Okay,
so you're basically a Leo with Leo rising then, as I'm sure you know. And with that Sun-Mars conjunction in the 12th house and then Pluto rising, so you get a little bit of confusion about whether you want to hide out in the 12th house as being, you know, kind of a theme in your life, or whether you want to be like that, you know, really powerful Leo rising Pluto in the first house person. So, you know, imagine you have a little bit of both, plus that Aries moon. So, very strongly fiery kind of individual. And part of what you have going on right now is that Jupiter is transiting that Saturn-Neptune conjunction that was going on in 1953. Now, everybody born in the middle of 1953 had that Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Libra. It's just what makes it personal is where it falls in your chart. And in your case, it falls in your third house of communications. Now, so it's an interesting conjunction that you folks have. Because, you know, Saturn is structure and discipline, and Saturn is a part of us that's kind of like a coach or a drill sergeant. But Neptune is like the moody dreamer in all of us. So Neptune rules things like everything from drugs and alcohol to what we consider to be higher forms of mysticism, like spirituality and dreams. So what we have is a very, you know, stern planet that was in conjunction with a very dreamy planet in a very, creative and artistic sign of Libra. And what's happening right now for everyone who was born in 1953 is that you're having the middle of 1953, that is, so you're having an exact conjunction of Jupiter to, you know, by transit to that Saturn-Neptune, which means because you were born within the third house, this is really a time for you to do some really outrageously expansive writing and communicating. And if you are a creative person, which I think most of us are, whether we realize it or not, this is an excellent time for you to manifest that. And besides Jupiter, you know, you were born with that Saturn-Neptune conjunction in a trine that's 120-degree angle to Venus and Jupiter in your conjunct Jupiter in your 11th house. So Jupiter conjuncting those planets are also trining your Gemini planets, which is really positive. So I don't know if you do any talking within groups, because that's what the 11th house is, groups. But this is the time for it. This is where you really want to hit the ground running with that, you know, as much as humanly possible and make it big. Because what Jupiter wants to do is be very expansive, very outgoing, and willing to take a risk, like somebody at the roulette wheel that just feels like they're lucky, and so they just spin the wheel, and they take the chance, and they don't spend a lot of time worrying about it. So this is a 12-year high point for you. In terms of the last time Jupiter conjuncted these planets was almost 12 years ago. So you don't want to wait another 12 years for it to come around again before you, you know, before you go for it. So that's a particularly positive transit that you have going on. And I would say your biggest transit. And Uranus is opposing it because Jupiter and Uranus are opposing each other in the sky right now. So it's kind of telling you, because Uranus is transiting your ninth house as spirituality and higher education and long distance journeys, and Uranus is the planet of rebellion, that this is the time when you want to feel like it's okay to speak your mind in such a way that you're coloring outside the lines and saying things that might surprise people. Some people might not get it. You're saying things that, you know, might be very revolutionary for people that are maybe of a more conservative bent, but it's still something that you have to do because this is part of your transit activity. And interestingly enough, I think that you're probably very into spirituality anyway, and then this is a time when you're, when you have a chance to really talk about your ideas in front of people in a real exciting kind of way. So I hope you take advantage of it.
Okay, so can I give you some feedback?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, I think that's super insightful, because I am all of a sudden really drawn to filmmaking, which, of course, is Neptune. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really, really focused all of a sudden, you know, because I've done that off and on, but now, for some reason, it's super, it's very much a focus, and I'm manifesting things like, you know, you said it was manifesting time. And so it all has to do with a lot of things being drawn into my life around that. Then you mentioned ninth house, which is travel. And I'm doing like 4 or 5 trips this month, which I, you know, I rarely do even one city a month. But the interesting thing that you mentioned is sort of an opposition with Uranus. And for some reason, I've been really resistant to using the travel, because it does open up a lot of opportunities. But there's for some reason, there's a tension between me taking advantage of some of the trips to do, you know, to open up and do film opportunities with the travel, which usually they would go hand in hand. So I just feel like you're very insightful, and that even though I do know a little bit about astrology, that it does give me a lot of insight. I think that astrology to me is really hard because there's so many possible things that you can look at. I mean, like dozens and dozens of things. And so to be able to hone in on something, and I think you did hit on the really important focus points in my life right now. And I think it's a really good time for me.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the only real stressful thing, I don't want to say real stressful, but the more stressful thing is that Saturn is going to be on and off opposing your Venus over this over these next few months. And that's one of those things where you describe that you feel some hesitancy, that even though you're feeling that gung-ho energy from Jupiter and Uranus, the Saturn energy tends to be all about structuring and disciplining, and it can kind of slow us down and create some fear and hesitancy. And some of that could be about your personal relationships, because Venus is, you know, relevant to our personal relationships and the way we express our need for love and affection. And so Saturn opposing that means that aspect of self can feel like it's really toned down and structured, in some ways overly structured. Now, you were born again with Venus in the 11th house. So I would say the majority of the things that are going on transit-wise in your chart are really great. But, you know, with any transit activity, there's always some things that are more, you know, exciting, and some things that are more restrictive than others. But the predominant energies are very positive.
Yeah, good. And I am involved in sort of a new evolving kind of friendship relationship, and it's teaching me a lot of discipline, which I really need.
So, right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah,
that's, but it seems to be in a really positive way, you know, to, because this person is very disciplined, and it's inspiring me to just be that way more in my own life.
Yeah, they're your Saturn figure in your life right now. And when it goes retrograde later on in the late spring, that will, in the summertime, that will show you whether this is meant to be a long-term teaching relationship or whether, you know, whether the amount of restriction and teaching is something that you still require during that time. So you're still in that first pass of the Saturn, but when it retrogrades backwards this summer, then there may be some additional lessons. And you may experience those you may continue to experience them very positively, or you could find some new challenges coming up as part of it.
Okay, and that coincides with other things that I've been told, so.
Yeah. Well, did that answer most of your questions there, Denny?
Yes, I think it was fantastic, and I'm so glad I, you know, had a chance to be part of your show.
Well, thank you for giving us a call.
Well, that was pretty exciting to have her call.
Yeah.
We got to find this information now.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
We only have just a few seconds before I have to take a break. So I'm going to give out the number again. Talk to Leah and have your chart read today. Call 1-800-930-2819. And we're back with more of Silver Gaia.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salofia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit InspiredNewAge.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone, to Silver Guy Radio with our special guest today, Leah Mueller. So, Leah, we have another caller on the line.
Great.
And her name is Kat from Arizona. Hi, Kat. This is Dr. Bree. Are you there?
Hey, hi.
Hi, how are you? So, I'm going to hand you over to Leah.
Getting through a cold.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. So are all of us up here in the very wet Pacific Northwest right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it's drier where you are. It's been raining.
I'm calling from Bisbee, Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cool. I love Bisbee. It's such a lovely spot. And I would really love to be there right about now. But let me get your birth data.
Well, you know. My birthday is February 21st, 1979. I think, did that go through?
Yeah, February 21st, 1979. Yep.
Yes.
It was 3:39
p.m.
Oh, you're an afternoon birth too. Yes, me too.
And yeah, it was C-section.
And what city and state?
That was Valentine, Nebraska.
Valentine, like Valentine's Day? Ah, cool.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Valentine, Nebraska. I didn't even know there was in Valentine, Nebraska.
I've never heard of one.
That's very cool. Okay, so I'm going to pull up your chart.
It's the largest Valentine.
It's Oh, you're having an interesting time of it.
This is our kind of show, right?
Yeah, let me go ahead and bring up the, come on, here we go, the buy wheel. There we go. Cat, transits, bammo. So, well, I guess the biggest thing, and so it's interesting, it's fun to look at charts because it tells me so much about all the various little quirks that we have as humans, and, and all of us have some. What I'm drawn to in your chart is the dichotomy between the Sagittarius and the Pisces in your chart. And the Sagittarius part of you is a part of you that's restless and always in search of new adventures. And the Pisces aspect is the part of you that is, much more sensitive and, like a big trembling sponge of sensitivity, which is the way I always think of Pisces people. They just take it all in. And so you have a couple of transits going on that are super duper powerful and, of course, somewhat contradictory in nature, but aren't they all? One of them is Saturn at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, which is right on your moon. So your moon, you were born with your moon at 26 degrees of Sagittarius with that conjunction of Neptune in the fifth house, which is the house of, creativity, love affairs, art, and just kind of the house of fun. That's the way I look at it, is the house of fun and self-expression. Saturn transiting that, remember, Saturn is like a drill sergeant or a cop or a health inspector or, somebody that comes along, tells us what we need to do, not necessarily what we want to do. It's kind of for our own good, right? And it's a matter of national security, ma'am. So at any rate, Saturn is obviously not the person that we like to have arrive at the party because he'll tell us where the weeds are located and, why we need to sit up straight. But everything that Saturn says is basically true and honest and things that we need to hear. The thing is, when Saturn conjuncts the moon, your moon is your emotions. So the emotions don't necessarily respond super well to being structured and being, told what to do and getting a reality check. So on an emotional level, having Saturn coming along and conjuncting the moon, which only happens every 29 years, by the way, is usually a time when people feel like their emotions are being subjected to much more structuring and reality checks than they would like to see happening at that time. And that the area in which this is most likely occurring is areas of romance and creativity and just overall fun and good times. Now, Saturn is going to go retrograde this summer. So lessons that you're learning now will be relearned and revisited in the summertime. And then finally in the late fall, when Saturn goes out of Sagittarius and starts to move on into Capricorn, where it's a whole lot more comfortable because it rules Capricorn. But what this means for you is that you have to take special care of yourself emotionally during this time. And realize if you don't, the lessons are always harder. And that it's sometimes it's better to be the one to choose to back off from emotional entanglements that are too difficult than it is to wait around for the other person to do that. So it's like you have to decide for yourself which emotional experiences are worth engaging and which ones aren't. And that's what Saturn is there to help you to do, because Saturn's all about reality. But to make things more complex, you also have Neptune conjunct your Mercury. And this has been going on for over a year, and it will continue for another year and a half. So Neptune transits are long transits. And Neptune is in Pisces, which is its home sign. So Neptune is at 12 degrees Pisces now. Your Mercury is at 13 degrees of Pisces. That's what you were born with. Again, in the eighth house. So the eighth house is also a house that deals with, it's a real intense house because it deals with sex, death, and other people's money. So these are big hot button items for you anyway, because you were born with three planets in that house. So that's a house where you really resonate with that. What Neptune does is Neptune is kind of the goofy, spacey dreamer in all of us. Remember, it rules Pisces. So Neptune being on your Mercury is definitely going to create some challenges in looking realistically at partnerships, real intense partnerships that involve, romance and also anything dealing with other people's money, sexuality in general, all of those things. Because it's Neptune's job to really open us up and create a more sponge-like, way of viewing the world. Most of the time, we tend to be very Saturnian, and we block a lot of things out that we miss a lot. So when you have both Saturn and Neptune transits going on at the same time, you're getting both simultaneously. And the Neptune will last longer, but, Saturn's still hanging in there for a few more months. So it really is time to take care of yourself and to not be too, I think with Neptune transits, we can be a little bit too much of a sucker for a sob story. I mean, to be totally straightforward about it, we get very, we're so open.
Are you looking at me on that one?
So open, so sponge-like, that it's easy for us to be overly idealistic. Mm-hmm. And so I guess Saturn can help with that, because Saturn is all about, let's look at what's really going on here. So any comments that you want to make about that? You're still hanging in there with me?
I'm still here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, resonates. Absolutely.
She's got some comments. I want to know what they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So go ahead.
I just had a reality check just yesterday where I was involved with a man, and I just had to call the whole thing off because it was like he wasn't. I mean, our last words were him just flat out just denying reality, and questioning my reality. Like he asked, are you saying that you asked me if you wanted to go to the bed and breakfast? And I said, yes, I did. I mean, you chose the vehicle. I don't know how this could have come about without you, agreeing to go to a getaway for 2 days. So, yeah, I can see how.
I'm sorry, but I got to say selective hearing. I have a husband like that. He's like, I don't remember you saying that we wanted to get away for the weekend.
Well, I think of Neptune as a very passive aggressive planet. If somebody is very Neptunian, then I think the tendency to, you know, maybe like go down that little passive aggressive trail can be, you know,
I'm so getting his birthday for you. I know his birthday.
Not saying that that's where your husband's at, but getting back to Kat, yeah, I mean, it's just like, that sounds very Neptunian to me when there's extremely muddy communication is kind of a classic thing of Neptune trancing your Mercury. It's like either people are perceiving your information that you're giving out as being muddied in some way, or you yourself are receiving muddied communication, or in some cases, downright lies from, you know, from other people, especially in the eighth house arena, which is that house that deals with, you know, intense relationships of, you know, physical, spiritual, emotional nature, sexuality, in other words, and, you know, and also anything dealing around, you know, other eighth house things of death, you know, other people's money, you know, it's a loaded house, but it sounds like, especially with Saturn on your moon at the same time in the fifth, like a lot of the way you're experiencing that is romantically at this particular time. It won't go on forever, but this is what's happening right now.
So does that answer all your questions for you, Anne?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks a lot for calling in.
Thanks, Leah.
Have a great day.
All right. Take care.
Well, that was fun.
All right.
I'm sorry, but I was laughing because I'm going, man, that kind of my husband's selective hearing. You know, you have to laugh with everything that's going on. That's why my show, with the shows that I do and stuff, we try to laugh a lot because it's like, everybody takes things so seriously. And I did for so long.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, I finally learned to laugh again, right? And now I just keep it going and keep it going. You got to find humor in something.
Right. Well, if there's this feeling sometimes that spirituality has to be this like really uptight, you know, serious thing. You know, and it's serious.
Kidding.
It is important. But the fact that it's important doesn't mean you can't laugh. And you can't laugh at yourself. You got to be able to laugh at yourself. And sometimes you have to laugh at the world because
crazy. I kind of had a stressful day the other day, right? And I said, okay, this is it. I'm done. I'm going to now, and you know, I binge eat a little bit, and I should say, I'm going to say it that way.
And what?
I binge eat, right? Uh-huh. I binge ate, you know, some stuff, right? And I drank a couple of things, right? And it was really stressful, right? So I woke up and I said, I am not going to eat nothing I'm not supposed to today. So I started out with some vegetables, and I ended up going across the street and getting twice baked potato. Now that is really full of.
Why did I bake it a second time? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I guess we could scoop it all out.
This is not enough for a potato, I guess.
Well, we better take our break here.
All right, we're taking a break now.
Yeah. So we'll be back more with Silver Guy Radio and Leah Mueller.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So we have Greg from Port Townsend on the phone.
Are you there, Greg?
I'm here.
Awesome. What's your date of birth?
It's October 24th, 1961.
October 24th, 1961?
Yes.
1961.
Yes.
Okay. And what time were you born?
Just after 6 in the morning.
So you think about 6:05 or something?
Yeah, 6:10, I believe.
6:10, let's go with 6:10. And what city and state?
Seattle, Washington.
In Seattle. All right. And we will just hang on a second and we'll get your chart pulled up. And the transits, which are where the planets are right now. And bi-wheel, Greg, transits, BAMO. So yeah, of course, you got a whole lot of Scorpio in your birth chart, right? And we obviously know that, being a Scorpio. And and a lot of fixed signs because, you know, you're a Scorpio with a Taurus moon. So fortunately, you come across the world like a Libra. And this is what's going on that's kind of interesting. You know, you've got 24 degrees of Libra rising. So that's what you were born with. That's your portal to the world. Jupiter is right at in the process after it goes direct, because right now it's retrograde. But, you know, later this spring, it will cross over your first house cusp and come into your first house, meaning that it's a beginning of a whole new Jupiterian cycle of activity. What that means in real language is that Jupiter rules expansion, jolliness, outgoing energy, you know, luck, generosity. You know, it's kind of the astrological equivalent of Santa Claus. It's just happy-go-lucky. So when Jupiter goes into your first house, it's the beginning of a whole new 12-year cycle of Jupiter through the houses. And your first house is how other people perceive you. It's your persona. It's how you come across the world. So obviously with Jupiter transiting that, it becomes, you know, lighter, happier, you know, more bubbly, more outgoing. People react to you often in a more positive way. And especially because you have three planets in that, you know, in that house, is that as it continues into 2018 with Jupiter transiting that house, all of those planets will be aspected positively by Jupiter. And so it's going to be a real high point for you. and a chance to like really put yourself out there and, you know, in all kinds of different ways, vocationally, romantically, just in general, and make yourself like really visible to the world. Again, this transit only happens every 12 years. So you don't want to wait 12 more years until the next one. You want to take, you know, you want to take advantage of it at this particular time. And, you know, Uranus is opposing Jupiter, as I was saying earlier, and that's overall. Jupiter and Uranus are, you know, pretty much in exact opposition with each other right now, because Uranus is 22 degrees Aries and Jupiter is 21 degrees of Libra. So you've got Uranus getting ready to transit your seventh house. And actually, that transit will last for 7 years. There will be certain points where the lessons being learned during that are going to be more, you know, highlighted than others. But overall, Uranus, you know, coming to the descendant and getting ready to transit the seventh house means that you can expect a lot of changes in personal relationships. And just this general, very desire, strong desire to break free from relationships that, you know, could be too restrictive during that time. Are you married or in a long-term relationship?
Not right now.
Okay.
Looking forward to meeting a good spiritual girl I can help change the world with here soon.
Well, it's probably going to be one of those relationships that's all going to be about rock and rolling together, but not necessarily a relationship where stability is the biggest key word there. Because with Uranus, it's all about shaking people out of their ruts and, you know, getting them to make big radical changes in their lives. And a relationship that's based on that will, you know, will thrive. But if you try to, you know, put more, you know, walls around it or too many structures or too many promises, then that can be very difficult.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Enjoy the journey.
Right. And you got to keep that in mind. You say that now, but you have to keep that in mind. And, you know, and Scorpios are intense. I mean, Scorpios like to merge with people, you know, deeply and completely. And, you know, you've got your Sun, your Neptune, and your Mars, you know, all in Scorpio. And then again, the Taurus moon. So there is a part of you that likes things to be very passionate and very, you know, and fixed. And so what this Uranus transit is doing is it's slowly transforming that fixity into something more pliable and flexible. And doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
Like traveling the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice.
Right.
Perfect.
That's
what I'm heading towards.
Yeah, good.
So did you get all the answers
that's
you
exciting.
Needed? Well, good. So that's all. The answers. She answered all your questions again, Doc.
I think we're cool, right? Yeah, it's going to be very exciting.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. Take care. I think I should mention my phone number.
Yeah, that's what I'm going. Okay, we only have a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
So I need your phone number, your name, all your information.
All right. So once again, I'm Leah Mueller, and you can reach me either by giving me a call at area code 206-910-6861. That's 206-910-6861. I do offer astrological and tarot card readings. And if people call and they mention this radio show, then you will get $10 off a half hour reading and $15 off a full hour, which is actually a very good
deal.
That's
good.
Yippers. And you can also email me at my funky old AOL address, which is Seventh House Sun. That's what I have. SEVENTHHOUSESUN, like the sun in the sky. So Seventh House Sun at AOL.com. And you can check me out on Facebook at Sacred Lotus Astrology and Tarot. So just go to Facebook, type that in, like me on my Facebook page, and you'll get updates as to where I'll be and what I'm doing. I'm also a Crystal Voyage here in Tacoma on 38th and Cedar every Saturday from 12 to 7.
Hey, I think you got that in real quick, but I'm going to spell your name. It's L-E-A-H, is for Leah, and the last name is spelled M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Correct. I just want to get that out.
Yes.
And if you can't find her, just call Crystal Voyage.
Just call Crystal Voyage. If you forget everything else, just call Crystal Voyage.
Well,
they'll direct you my way.
This has been a really fun, exciting show for me.
It's been
a different one I haven't done for a long time. I'm so glad I met you.
Yeah. It worked out really well.
It did. It was like fast. I got answers I needed. And, you know, it was great for the time of things I was going through.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody who stuck with this show and listened to it.
Yeah.
And all the people who called in.
And
it makes it more fun for me.
We'll get that little present for Alex sent over to him.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Silver Guy Radio Show. So almost a show. We changed that. Anyway, we'll see you next week again. Thank you.
Thank you again.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.